happy. Is today Friday? I think it is. Yeah, Friday. I've been sick all week. Although you can tell I'm getting a little better, right? It's happening. Today, I want to talk about your friends. You know, your mom used to say you can tell a lot about yourself by who you hang out with, who your friends are. Now, back in high school, I didn't know that at the time, and I fought it every step of the way. What's even scarier, so many years later, when I go back to class reunions, I'm still hanging out with them. We turned out okay. Come on! All right, so today we're going to talk about your friends and those friends that are not allowing you to turn out okay. There are a few out there. I'm going to have a conversation with you because you need to hear it, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, day in and day out. There is just one thing that happens. Life begins when you move. There's no doubt about that. It's been said for years, you know, take action, massive and perfect action, that kind of thing. You know, if you can't get things going in your life, just get busy. I mean, if nothing else, don't overthink it. Don't do anything. Just get busy. Yeah, I'm busy enough, Scott, I know. But then, okay, one more thing. Focus on what you really want to do and get busy going after that. How's that? If you did nothing else, that activity would create a world of difference for you and it would all change. So life begins when you move. There's no doubt about it. But also immediately when it happens, stuff happens. It's just natural. When you change directions, you're changing the direction and the flow of everything around you and everybody around you. So you can expect a little pushback, a little guidance to the left and the little bumpers left and right, right? It's going to happen. That's okay. So this show is basically about knowing that's going to happen, accepting it's going to happen, not trying to eliminate it. If you're the kind of person who says, Scott, tell me how to get rid of all the crazy crap in life that I can't control. Get out of here. I can't help you. And nobody can. No, don't get out of here. Stay put. I'm just being honest with you, okay? We're just going to learn to deal with it because that's what is going to make you happy and successful. When you learn to look at life with a different perspective, and you will not see that stuff anymore. It will disappear. And that's what the show's about. Okay. I got there somehow. I got the show started. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. People, by the way, ask me often, what's my goal every single day? And I guess they want to know what I do because I teach this stuff all the time. And yeah, I'm actually walking my talk. If you get to know me, you know, I absolutely walk my talk. I'm to the point that you might not like me. But here's my goal. You ready? I love excitement. I love adventure. I love to dream. I love to do all kinds of cool things. I have all kinds of goals. I love to work toward that kind of stuff, but I also like to have nothing to do at all. So my goal in life, very simply, is to have nothing to do, yet lots I can do. To be excited and peaceful at the same time. And it is possible. It's very possible to do it, but boy, you got to work on it. You got to work at it. So that's my day today. I have nothing to do today other than the podcast. But I got a lot I can be doing, like finishing my book. But that might happen tomorrow because the beach is really nice today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Every Friday I ask the question, how do you want to feel? I know it's silly if you haven't heard it before. You might be thinking, what is this? So just imagine this. I want you, maybe you're so busy, you just one podcast binging after another, and people do that all the time. I get it. But I want you to set yourself a couple of minutes, just 1 or 2 minutes to the side, and just get inside yourself and don't have to go deep. You don't have to do any hums or anything like that, right? Just say, how do I want to feel? How do I want to feel? Because life is about emotions. And if you're, I did pause my notifications on Slack, but you guys keep coming at me. Thank you for that, by the way. How do I want to feel? Because you have a choice. And since life is emotions and you are an emotional being, it just means that you are very definitely going to, you know, you've got the ability to decide what you want to do. So if you'll take just a minute, here's my guess. That you're going to say, I want to feel better. I want to feel good. I want to feel great. Whatever. You're going to get an answer and just hold that answer for a second and then move on with your day. It'll change your life. That's a promise. That's why I ask it every Friday. I ask it every day to myself. I ask it before meetings. I ask it certainly before I talk to my wife. How do I want to feel? So friends. Man. Let's talk about the friend thing. Now, I'm not talking about Facebook friends. Facebook friends don't count. They're not real friends. Now, some of them are real friends and they do count. And actually, have you noticed some of the best people, some of your best friends are on Facebook and you have no idea who the hell they are? They arrived somewhere. They were on somebody else's feed. They found you. They came over. Boom. And they're cool people. It also works the other way. Just saying. But have you noticed that? So friends are interesting. Success and happiness in your life, it's going to come as a direct result of what your mom used to say. Who are your friends? Who are your friends? It's one of those things that you have to ask yourself all the time, too. Who are your friends? Was it Wayne Dyer who said the sum total of your life is all the relationship you had, something like that? I've read so many books, I don't know anymore, but I liked him a lot. Relationships are everything. Who are your friends? If you have friends, are they positive? Positive, uplifting people. If so, guess what you will be? A positive, uplifting person. Are they negative? Guess what? You're going to be negative. If they have money, you're probably going to have money. Otherwise, you can't hang out with them, can you? If they don't have money, you're probably going to be broke like they are. You get my point. It's all these things. You know, one of the, I just, in my mind, when I was talking here, I have a lot of guy friends, a lot of lady friends, though. They're good lady friends. My wife knows them all. They're kind of couple friends. I don't believe really in having just me. I just think having a female friend is kind of a little disrespectful to my wife. She's number one. So I make sure it's together. It's just me. It's nothing other than I just think that's what I do. But a lot of male friends, a lot of female friends, a lot of friends all, of all kinds. But, you know, sometimes I'll go out on my motorcycle because I do stuff like that. I fire up the testosterone. I fire up the horsepower. I go out and do crazy stuff with guys. I wear the black leather. I do the whole thing and fly airplanes and all that kind of stuff. And I get out there and get crazy sometime with a bunch of crazy people. But you know, sometimes crazy people get really, really crazy. And while I love them to death and I like to hang out with them somewhat, there's only so far I'll go because my values tell me not to. And so I always pull back. I said, when they go too far, I just won't be there with them. I can have them in parts of my life, but I can't have them in all of my life because frankly, I want to protect my liver and a few in my marriage. So you can have lots of friends, but you have to put some rules on it. So think about it right now. Just do me that's an inside story. That was kind of odd, wasn't it? So think about it for a second. Just think about your friends right now. And one thing I asked at the beginning of the show is how do you want to feel? What friends do you have? And can you ask yourself, how do they make me feel? And if you get a negative out of it, why the hell are they your friend? You need to adjust that a little bit. A long time ago, when joy came to me, a lot of people in this world of personal development say never be judgmental. I believe that you need to be judgmental. Sometimes it keeps you alive. Don't think you have to do it all the time. And I think you should be open-minded just about anything. But sometimes you got to be prudent, right? And she had a friend of hers that was not good for her and was getting in trouble. And as we were engaged and started to move forward, her friend was, value-wise, was trying to drag her into places and doing things that she didn't agree with doing. And certainly I didn't. And she's talking about her friend and she says to me, you know, but I love her because she doesn't judge me. And what I said to her, I think surprised her. And I knew it made sense. She doesn't judge you? Oh my God. The best friends in your life should hold your same values. They should be just like you in so many ways. They should hold you to being who you are. They should hold you to your values. They damn well should judge you. And let you know when you get off track. And let you know when you're not going in the right direction. They should have your back. That's what I mean about judgment. So look around your friends today. Look around who you have in your life. And by the way, your friends might extend that into friends of friends. And you might even extend it into colleagues and folks you work with. And are you in an environment at work where the group of working friends, working family, is maybe not who you are and you're having an issue with that? It could be holding you back. In fact, I would pretty much say it is holding you back. And I will tell you that when I began to shift to the positivity of life and the good energy of the folks out there, life got really good. Doesn't mean I can't enjoy my life and hang out with other folks too. There's no judgment there. It just means that, no, that's not where I choose to get my energy from. And it really changed everything when I did that. It's been a long time. I don't have negativity in my life these days at all. When I do, I hardly even see it. And if I do see it, I get out of there fast. All right, that's enough of me today. I've babbled long enough. I'm going to take a weekend off and try to feel better. And next week, it's been so good, I'm going to double up on my NyQuil, even though I won't need it. But it's going to make for a good show, so why not? I'm just kidding, sort of. Have a great week. Okay, that's enough. I'll see you Monday or sometime.